Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. I really do want you involved and engaged, seriously. And it is, you know, it is a big deal for you to get engaged. Or get involved, I should say. Because you got to get informed. I hate people that just respond to respond. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So always a pleasure. Really do appreciate the time that you spend writing and calling in and doing all kinds of stuff. So I had a caller that called in, that called and left a message. A lot of you guys will, the show plays at different times in different areas at times. And somebody was really upset at me. Well, first, let's hear what he had to say, and then I'll explain to you what it was all about. Not that most of you who listen on a regular basis don't already know the answer to this, but take a listen.
Hey, you don't need to call me back. I'm watching your program. You're talking about dragging people out of their office for contempt of court. They're taking a play out of Trump's playbook, you know?
Of course.
All the people that got subpoenaed from the Trump administration who never showed up. Yeah, should we drag them out too? Yeah, pretty one-sided. I really think you ought to take a look at that.
He's right. I will take a look at it. Here's the deal. Actually, if you're really going to play that game, you should be more well-informed. Because the playbook was Obama's playbook. How many of Obama's people didn't show up, wouldn't come, right? Obama declared executive privilege. But they forget about it. There's so much. I shouldn't say they forget about it, because that's disingenuous. It's just like David Horowitz when he comes on. He's right when he says, stop calling them liberals. They're communists, period. All right? Well, it's the same thing here now when we're talking about this. It's like, it's not that they forget, they ignore it, because it's all right when they do it. When the left does something illegal, when the left does something like wanting to take our guns away, they believe that they're doing they believe it's the right thing to do. They should have control. It should be unimpeded, because that's what's best for us. Really, think about it. Think about the things that they're gonna try to force you to do the vaccine no matter what, because that's what's best for us. Obama and Michelle wanted to make sure that we ate properly, so they would start putting food restrictions in place in school, and most of that food ended up where? Anybody? In the dumpster. Because it's not just all about, you know, you can have nutritious food that tastes good. Oh, you can. So, but they know better. So everything that they tell you to do, they know better. So you have to listen to, was it Chris Rock who talked about, you know, President Obama and his partner, that they were like mommy and daddy for us and we had to listen to them? We had to do what they said to do? Was he for real? No, he was joking, right? No, come on, really, he was joking. Because anybody who looks at it that way really, really, really has, they haven't just drank the Kool-Aid. They drank a gallon of the Kool-Aid and swallowed very hard. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when I said drag them out, I wasn't kidding. They had already lied, a majority of them, not all of them, but a majority of them, had already lied about the situation. Now they weren't going to come back in again. Right? So, what right do they have to ignore a subpoena? I'm talking about the Obama people. So if the Obama people had a right to do it, then we have a right to do it. Right? I mean, you're setting a precedent. It is the way they want to operate. It is the way they believe things should be. Correct? Now, these guys are so sure that what they're doing is right. They're so sure that they're smarter than you. The Californians had the worst spread of COVID-19 in America. If you took California out of the mix, our numbers would be going down overall. We would be on the upside of everything, if you would. So, you know, if they've got the right idea, they know what's right for us, then why is it that Cuomo and Gavin Newsom, Democrat-run cities and states, are doing so badly? Why is that? Because, you know, just so we're clear, they are smarter than us. Just ask them. They'll tell you. But as I said, this isn't going to end anytime soon. And no matter what they tell you, like right now, Governor Newsom, he's opened his mouth. He has now said he's going to try to open this. Going to try to open the schools back up. He thinks that he can come up with a way to open them up coming this spring. Well, he has to at this point. I mean, they're running to throw him out of office. The recall of Governor Newsom is taking on a life of its own. But it isn't just for the parents who can't get their kids back in school. These are for people who can't open their businesses up. The Gestapo is coming in trying to close them down. God bless some of these business owners. You got to give them a lot of credit. They've got a lot of courage. They're telling people coming into their businesses, hey, you're on my property. Where's your warrant? And you should be doing the same thing if they show up. Where is your warrant? There's no imminent danger here. Nobody's screaming to be saved. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Horowitz joins us right after the break. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, hold your hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Well, come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me. All night,
we are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. Let's just get to it. I always, I so much enjoy having this guy on the show with me because he's got so much to say, so much to talk about. Let's not slow him down at all.
Okay, we're back at it again. And really, truly, honestly, one of the favorite, my favorite people to have on the show, David Horowitz joins me. He's a conservative thinker, writer who has authored dozens and dozens of books over the course of his lifetime. One of my favorite comments he's ever made to me was that he was a red baby diaper and at Berkeley and really, truly saw this whole I don't know, you want to call it a liberal movement, a communist movement, whatever you decide to call it eventually. His new book out, The Radical Son, second edition, is one of the most compelling and important political memoirs in recent American history. And David, I always love having you on the show, and I mean that sincerely, because you've got so much information and you're willing to put it out there.
Well,
you know,
it's almost compulsive.
Well, you know,
I can't help myself.
We all, I mean, I'm going to state the obvious for a minute or two here to get people set, but, you know, we all knew that Trump was going to win in a landslide. We all knew that with the walk-away movement, with Dems that were happy with what Trump was doing, and people were finally seeing the true scum that was running this country. My God, did you ever imagine they would steal the election the way they did?
Yes.
Simple and to the point.
And they're doing it again in Georgia.
Right in front of us. But you've said it, and frankly, I've said it too for years, which is we need to stop playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and we need to start applying guerrilla warfare just like they do.
Well,
we still don't get it.
The Democrats are at war. The Democrats called Trump a traitor for 4 years. They accused him of murdering 200,000+ coronavirus patients. Even though he doesn't control one healthcare system in the country. And they call him a racist and a white supremacist and the most vilified human being in history. And all Republicans, 61% of Democrats think that Republicans are racist.
Wow.
And what's the Republican response? What does Kevin McCarthy say? Oh, they're just playing politics. They're not playing, Kevin. That's war. They're trying to kill you. I don't get the conservative mentality. I mean, I understand the left very well. But I think things have changed with Trump. And it's going to be war from now on.
No, I think Trump, and I think you'll agree with me, I think Trump changed the Republican Party. It wasn't, people say he changed D.C. He didn't change D.C. necessarily, but he changed the Republican Party and showed them how to fight back. But to your point, I don't think we have Republicans in there that want to fight. Look at this new COVID bill that, for all intents and purposes, has nothing to do with helping out with the COVID issue. They have folded and acquiesced within hours.
It's a swamp. I didn't realize how corrupt it all was until Trump came along and lifted the rock.
Yes.
But he's affected Republicans. First of all, he's created the first conservative mass movement in my lifetime. When I came out of the left 40 years ago, I look around and said, where's the conservative ground war? Where are the demonstrators? There were none. And that's all changed now. Yeah. He's got those crowds. They get out in the street, and they've been out in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
You can't fix it. Conservatives, by nature, hate politics. It's ugly, dirty. They don't have that many illusions about it, how corrupt it is. But so they always want to fix. They want the Supreme Court to fix things. And there is no fix. The fix is a political war and winning it.
Agreed. And what do we have? We have almost 35 houses, legislative houses now, win, lose, or draw. They have an opportunity to grow a spine and start changing these election laws in at least these 35 states, but they won't do it, will they?
Well, I'm not so sure. There's a cohort now of guys that are willing to fight. You know,
boy.
This guy Gets, Lee Zeldin, there, Hawley. It used to be just Louie Gohmert, but now there's quite a few. So I think things will change.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
I think people have, look, the Democrats, this party really changed. It's 50 years that the communist left has been taking over the Democrat Party, which it has now succeeded in doing. It started with the Democrat convention in 1968, where Tom Hayden and a bunch of Hate America leftists staged, deliberately staged a riot to destroy Hubert Humphrey's election chances. Humphrey was a 95% ADL liberal. But his great sin was that he was an anti-communist. And he supported the Vietnam War. And they wanted, I knew Hayden at the time, and I saw exactly what he was doing. And his idea was the worse the better. Let's elect a fascist, which is the way the left saw Richard Nixon, and then we can have make it easier to have a revolution. That was their mentality. And for the next 50 years, they steadily, Clinton really opened the doors. People forget, that Clinton gave our nuclear arsenal to the Chinese, that he collected money from the Chinese Communist Party in the White House. I don't remember that. The Buddhist temple.
Wow.
So it's a tradition with the Democrats. I mean, they did it with the Russians during World War II and the early Cold War. Wow. It's always been a party flirting with treason. Clinton really opened the floodgates. And then with Obama is a communist. Obama comes from the same background I did. He was raised by communists. In fact, his mentor, Frank Marshall Davis, is a Soviet agent. That's who Barack Obama is. The difference between Barack Obama and me, aside from the fact that he became president, is that he never left the left. When I saw how evil it was, the first thing I wanted to do was to warn other people, well-meaning people, of how dangerous and malicious and deceitful the left is. The left is always lying about its agendas. It's always pretending to be something that it's not, because it knows that if it laid out its agendas, frankly, there'd be hell to pay.
Yeah.
But they've lost that, What happened recently is they've come out into the open.
Yeah.
So people should know who they are. Socialism is theft.
David, hold on one second.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Yes, I know it's hard to stop him when he gets started. More with David Horowitz on the other side of the break. You're listening to Real Side.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News that he's going to take his opportunity to stand up for election integrity.
I mean, somebody has to stand up here. You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised, who feel like their vote doesn't matter, and this is the one opportunity that I have as a United States Senator. This process right here, my one opportunity to stand up and say something, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
The Trump campaign also has two petitions before the Supreme Court challenging results in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, though there has been no indication yet whether the court will hear either case. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny brained whippers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's just get right back at it, because I always enjoy having Mr. Horowitz on the show with me.
People, if you've just joined us, you know, David Horowitz joins us, and I got to tell you something. I love when I have him on the show, because he's so full of information, and he doesn't hide anything. He came out of the left, and his second edition of Radical Sun is one of the most compelling and important political memoirs in recent American history. David, I love having you with me, but before you go on with this, what has happened to the American populace that they don't see this communism, that they don't see communists / socialists as really the enemy of America?
Most people are not involved in politics. You know, for them, politics is election day or
right,
a week before. And Americans are very generous people, very well-meaning, and they give people the benefit of the doubt. And then, you know, if you have your eyes open, if you don't have these ideological blinders on, this is a great goddamn country. You have all, you know, you have the freedom, you know, to make yourself or break yourself. Unfortunately, a lot of people are busy breaking themselves, but still, it's a free, or has been, a free country with incredible opportunities. And, you know, for minorities, I mean, there's no more tolerant, inclusive country in the world, or egalitarian. It took, you know, a couple hundred years to get this kind of society. But America is the greatest place on earth, if you're black or brown or yellow or whatever you are. So when they hear people say things like Cortez or Ayanna Pressley or Ilhan Omar, they just think they're crazy. They don't think they mean it. They just, you know, whatever, stumbled on some ideas that they haven't thought through.
Well, they believe,
they don't,
to your point, though.
Sinister
they,
it is.
To your I point, they believe they're crazy, but they think that there's a checkpoint in Congress or wherever that'll hold their feet to the fire. But nothing. The Dems walk lockstep with each other like Borg.
The Democrat
Brothers.
Party is a racist party. It's an anti-American party. Now, look. Identity politics is as pure a form of racism as you will get. It's interesting. They picked a classical racist in Joe Biden.
Outward.
Candidate. Yeah. But, you know, this idea that we have to pick a cabinet that looks like America, it's such a racist idea. Let's pick the best people.
Well, David, and the black community is already complaining. They've been kicked in the teeth because he hasn't really gone to the black community to find out what they need and put them in his cabinet.
It's horrible. When you have identity politics, you would destroy the country. You set people against each other. They think of themselves as, instead of thinking of themselves as Americans, they think of themselves as a race.
Go ahead.
California doesn't have a large black population. LA does, but the rest of California doesn't have that many blacks. It's Hispanics. So the Hispanics are going to go for themselves if that's what you're encouraging them to do. And then Republicans are such cowards. I mean, the only Republican I know who's called a Democrat a racist is Trump. It happened to be a black Democrat. It was a racist.
You're right. But listen, I've had these conversations with many people I've interviewed, and I think you'll agree with me. I said, look, the bottom line with Trump is that, not that he's a saint, everybody's looking for the saint, but he stopped their money flow. He stopped their power flow. That's why both sides are against him. It's not because he's a bad man or he does bad things. He's taking money out of their pockets, right?
Well, I wrote this book, Blitz.
Yep.
Why Trump will smash the left and win. And he did win.
Yes.
He just stole it from him.
Yep.
But it starts off with this. Here's a guy who for 30 years, everybody in America knew who Donald Trump was. You know, the apprentice, whatever. Everybody knows he's this multi-gazillionaire builder who puts his name on everything. Nobody ever introduced him as, this is Donald Trump, the host of The Apprentice and a white supremacist. That only happened when he ran against the Democrats. Why? Because he gave his speeches. He gave this speech in the Detroit area. It wasn't actually Detroit, but it was in Michigan, in a neighboring city. And he said to the black community, what do you got to lose by voting for me? You got rotten schools, you got off-the-charts crime rates, you got no jobs. The Democrats take you for granted. They run the inner cities. They have total control of the inner cities, and they've had it for 50 to 100 years. And that was such a threat to the Democrat Party.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's their weapon, race. Well, everybody who disagrees with them are racist. So,
yeah, I love it. It was a great. It's the line that still rings true today because he did help the black community. They seen it. They know it. The
first Republican to try to win black votes. You know, if you watch Fox, this Democrat strategist Mo Alessi, he said the first time I ever got a solicitation from the Republican Party was in 2016 from Trump. I spent 20 years trying to get Democrats, to champion the inner city poor, who are mainly minorities and who are screwed royally by the Democrat Party. And the Republicans, never wanted to do it. They said, we don't have any if you look on the city councils, whether it's Minneapolis or Los Angeles, they're no Republicans. There's only Democrats. So, too hard for them. Or maybe they were racist. I have no idea.
Well, I want to.
Anyway,
you know,
that's changed.
Yeah. Oh, it's look at it, it's all changed. I'm watching Democrats, and I got to tell you something. It's not a fine line. It's a very bold line with some of my Democrat friends who don't know the Republicans or conservatives, but you know where they are totally against what's happening today, and then the other side who seems to be either oblivious and or 100% on board with what's happening today, and you know got to get Trump out. Doesn't matter that we stole it. I mean, I just find that line of thinking that they're okay
gangsters.
With it. I'm sorry.
I said like 20 years ago, the Democrat Party is a coalition of communists and crooks. And the crooks are the moderates. They're the ones who are in it for, you know, all the perks and the money. They take campaign funds and, you know, stuff there, whatever they do, wherever they put it. The crooks, the criminal side of the Democrat Party, you can make deals with. The communists, you can't make deals with. And, you know, I think I'm going to enjoy the Democrats at each other's throats for the next few years.
Well, they've already started between AOC and the squad and a few others. They're already starting to chew each other up. But, you know, and this is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
You know, I want to interrupt him for a second. It is going to be interesting to watch because you're already seeing Joe Biden, who said he was going to be all inclusive, you know, a whole bunch of things he said he was going to do. He hasn't done it. He is pulling people into his administration, into his cabinet, if you would, that the left doesn't, I mean, the hard left doesn't agree with. The black community already feels not disenfranchised, but just totally overlooked by Joe. I mean, seriously. You remember all that discussion he had about the LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG community, and what has he done for them for real? Can anybody tell me? No, you can't. Because he's done nothing. Look at his tag. Take a hard look at his cabinet. Same old people, same old cronies. Same thing. Nothing has changed for these people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You want to head up to the website. You want to get involved and get engaged. Remember, we do a weekly email blast. Please, please, please sign up for it. If you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance.
text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Well, we're back at it again. Joe Bertini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Love my special guest.
If you've just joined us, David Horowitz is on the line with me. I always love the time that I have with him. He's a conservative thinker and a writer who has authored dozens of books over the course of his lifetime. He's the CEO of David Horowitz Freedom Center in Los Angeles. Google his name. He's got a multitude of books you need to get your hands on. David, again, thanks for being with me. All right, so I'm going to ask you to clean off your crystal ball. I have a couple of concerns coming into if, God forbid, but if Biden actually gets sworn in on the 20th, do you see civil, I'm not talking civil unrest, I mean civil type of war coming. You think that the hard right is going to left?
I think there's going to be bloodshed, but I hope conservatives are more restrained. But the left is itching for a blood fest. It'll be interesting times ahead of us. No
question about it. I think the Democrats are on thin ice. I don't think there's much. You know, who supported Biden? They, you know, they were teamed up to hate Trump. That's what happened. I mean, this guy, you know, there were hundreds of thousands of people in the streets, all of them Biden voters, burning our cities. They didn't come out to campaign for him. They didn't have demonstrations. No. He had, what, 30 people. Trump would have 50,000 people in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
So,
and they,
know,
they would
they
drive to get there.
A lot of ballot boxes to get Biden in.
Yeah, they would drive to get there. They would stand out in the cold or the rain or whatever. You know,
there's no unity in the Democrat Party. There's no support. These are people, and when you introduce what they've done, that you make everybody race conscious. You just destroy. What kind of unity can you have?
Yeah, but you got, David, you know this already.
It's your skin color. I mean, you know, and it's so phony. I mean, Kamala Harris is. Indian. She's an Asian. It's the richest ethnic group in America, Indian Americans. Kamala Harris. I mean,
you got to listen, David. You got to.
They're richer than white people.
You got to, David. You got to grab the video of Harris trying to explain Hanukkah and what Hanukkah means to the Jewish community. And I'm listening to her. I used to go to I'm a Christian guy that used to go to an all Jewish boys camp as a kid. A lot of Jewish friends. And I'm thinking to myself, that was years ago. I still remember what Hanukkah is. It is not about the unity and peace. There's a lot more to it than that. And it was just hilarious. She was talking with such authority, and I said, "This is what they do with everything."
Miracle.
Go ahead.
When our holy candles lasted for 8 days when there was no oil in the lamps.
Well, I just loved it. I thought it was hilarious because I'm saying now she's trying to. I guess her husband is Jewish. She is a cultural Jew, for that matter. But she's trying to show that she's religious.
He's a renegade Jew. I mean, that party hates Israel.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
The first thing Biden said is, "He's gonna build a restore the Palestinian terrorist consulate in Washington and give them several hundred million dollars that Trump took away."
Wow.
The Democrat Party is totally in bed with Hamas terrorists.
Give me your thoughts.
And they're Nazis. I mean, you know, the Palestinians. Jesus. Do we want to go into the Middle East? I mean, the Palestinians, it's an invented people, as
yes.
Gingrich said.
Yep.
There were no, the Palestine Symphony Orchestra in 1947 were the Jews. There's never been a political entity called Palestine. They have they're Arabs. They have the same culture, the same religion, the same whatever as all the other Arabs in the Middle East.
But David, they hate this guy so much. No credit for the virus. I mean, the vaccine for the virus. No credit for. Look, I'm only 60 years old, and I've never heard of peace in the Middle East like this. And I think the only one who came close, and you can tell me if I'm wrong because I was pretty young at the time, was Jimmy Carter. And he was the only one that got him to the table to try to get some peace in the Middle East.
Big Jew hater, Jimmy Carter.
I know that. I do know. I know he was not only was he a Jew hater, he was major league racist.
Is what he is.
Yep.
Look, Obama, as I said, he's a communist. He's an American traitor. As the leadership of the Democrat Party, anyway. He cut a deal with Iran. Iran, whose leaders chant death to America. Iran is the chief sponsor of terror in the world. And Obama took them out of isolation, lifted the sanctions from them, gave them 150, actually is closer to $200 billion in unmarked bills. In the middle of the night,
which is a federal offense.
And a nuclear weapon. Well, he's a creep.
Yeah.
He's completely protected because he's black. Blacks can't be creeps in our politically correct culture. Now, everybody's so walking on eggshells. I hope that ends and people start, calling the shots the way they are.
If they don't step up, guys like me will.
But what Trump did would reverse that.
Yeah.
What Obama did is he took the worst Middle Eastern power, the Iranian Nazis, and he built them up. And so all the other Arab countries in the Middle East are afraid of the Iranians. And so Trump was able to build this coalition. It's amazing what he did. And you remember, he went to Riyadh and there were 50 Arab nations, something like that. I don't remember the exact number. And formed this coalition. It's an anti-Iranian, anti-Barack Obama coalition.
Yep.
That's why there's peace now.
Just amazing.
Because the reason there was war before is because these Islamic Arabs were aggressors. I mean, Israel was created on land that didn't belong to the Arabs, let alone the non-existent Palestinians.
Right.
For 400 years before the creation of Israel, that land belonged to the Turks, who are not Arabs. They lost it by being aggressors in the First World War. And it was given to the Jews, and on the day it was given to them, these Islamic Nazis invaded Israel and tried to, you know, commit a genocide and kill all the Jews.
Jeez.
The Muslim Brotherhood translated Mein Kampf into Arabic in the 30s. They were killing Jews in the 20s before there ever was an Israel in the Middle East. These are evil, evil people.
David,
and 100% of the Palestinians vote for these terrorists.
Yeah. David, all right.
Non-terrorist party.
But I gotta ask you a question that guys like me, again, I don't consider myself an ignorant person, but the Jews have heavy influence in the education system, and yet we've been selling these kids that the Jews are occupiers, for decades.
Let's
How does that happen?
Just for a second. I need to tell you a joke. What is Reform Judaism? It's the Democratic Party with holidays. They're not Jews. They don't identify as Jews. They think they're superior to everybody else. They don't have enemies. These people are running the communist teaching union.
Wow.
Schools. Teaching the kids to hate Israel and to hate America.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
Hating all that is good.
Strong language because there's still Republicans who are calling these people liberals. They're vindictive bigots. What is liberal about a Democrat? They're liberal about what? Coddling criminals, siding with our enemies, spending other people's money, hard drugs and sex. That's what they're liberal about.
Oh,
everything else, you know, they're totalitarians. They want to. They want to deplatform the president of the United States. Censor him.
Yeah.
I mean, what chutzpah.
Yeah, take away his ability to go to war, or not go to war, but to actually, you know, protect us in times of attack. It's just amazing to me. All right, David, we're out of time, but people can find you where? Where is the best place you want them to go?
Well, all my books and excerpts from them and reviews and everything are at HorowitzBooks.com. My website is frontpagemagazine.com.
Yeah,
it's easy to find.
Frontpagemag.com. Great place for you people to go and, get his information. If you hear him in interviews, go for it. I'm not just saying it because he's on with me. He's a wealth of information. And as you heard, he's not afraid to call it like it is, which is what we should be doing. We should never be afraid to tell the truth, to speak out the truth, to get in the way of those people that want to kill us. And ultimately, they want to kill America. So you really need to do. You really
Correct.
Do need.
Well,
to
they're doing a very good job of it.
They are. While we sit back
job.
And
they've got everybody scared. You know, nobody talks about obvious things.
No, you're right.
Anymore because they're afraid of being destroyed. What kind of an America is that?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
no,
terrible. What they
I
do.
Totally agree with you. You know, I got. I've got. David Horowitz. You gotta love the guy. Grab his books, head over to his website. Seriously, there's a lot going on there. Coming up next, you're going to love it. Barack Laurie is going to join me. And we're really going to talk about Trump's, I don't know, his road to success, what his options still are.
I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Come back in a little bit. We got a lot more coming up on the real side.